This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. As you can see, we're backstage warming up for today's match because today, one of these two guys is going to have the opportunity to win his very own video arcade game. You guys ready?
You ready?
Ready? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Nice studio audience. Nice to see you at home. We have a couple of good players here, a couple of good contestants. You were doing great on Dragon Slayer back there, knocking everybody off.
I know. That's one of my favorite games.
Is it? Looks like it is. What's your name?
Tony Mancia.
Tony, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 13 years old, and I go to Fort Miller Middle School. I enjoy swimming, reading, and playing video games.
Good. Can you read while you swim?
No.
Okay, Tony. Good luck to you. And you are?
Mike Hall.
Mike, a little bit about you.
I'm from Barstow, California, where I work for the local newspaper there.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of the newspaper?
Desert Dispatch.
Oh, good. You having a good time there?
Yeah, I'm the press room foreman.
Good. Congratulations. I got a little ink in my hands here. Anyway, good luck to both of you. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. One of these two guys is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Moon Patrol. Okay, Moon Patrol. You guys shake hands. Head to the podiums and we'll play Starcade. And while they go there, Kevin will tell us about the five games we have today. Kev?
Jeff, we've warmed up the computer chips and our games are ready to challenge Tony and Michael. First in our lineup, Frogger, the little green hoppy. Next is Dig Dug, down with the best of them. In the middle is Discs of Tron, high energy and dazzling light. Then it's Mach 3, warming up for takeoff. And finally, Super Astro Fighter, aliens galore and more. Jeff?
Oh boy, a couple of really hot games today. Those are five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick that in the first three games, the valuable prize is yours automatically. And right now, Kevin's going to tell the home audience what that mystery game is.
Today's mystery game, the Discs of Tron.
Okie doke. Tony and Michael, I have a question for you. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question, answer correctly, and you'll choose the first game we're going to play. You all set, Tone?
I'm all ready.
Ready, Michael?
Yep.
Hands on buzzers. Bentley Bear can do in the witch in Crystal Castles by A, eating a gem, B, wearing the magic hat. Michael?
The magic hat.
Wearing the magic hat. Right you are. That means you pick our first game. What are we going to start with, Mike?
Let's start with Mach 3.
Mach 3. Boy, that is a wild game. And we'll have Kevin tell us about Mach 3. Kev?
This is a wild game, Jeff. Mach 3 combines the speed of the F-15 fighter with the thrills of laser game realism, and suddenly you're a part of an experience unlike any other, traveling at mind-boggling speeds, seeking out enemy targets which are enhanced by your onboard computer. You're about to take an incredibly realistic ride into the space age, traveling at Mach 3 speeds. Hang on!
Okay, Kevin, now for those Mach 3 fans watching, we know there's two games. There's a bomber and the fighter, but Mike, you and Tony will both play the fighter game for our purposes here today. Tony, you might want to listen to this. I don't have my initials on this game yet, but when I play it, I try to keep the fighter, steady as possible, let the targets come to me. That might be easier. You have steady firepower with the gunfire button. It'll keep firing the missiles you have to do on your own.
Okay.
Okay, ready to play? Good luck to you. You have 50 seconds. Ready? Go. Fine. 35 seconds. Watch those guided missiles. Got them both. Good. Seconds. there's, well, I missed the score there. Rotated so fast, I can't quite see it up there, but we'll check it out inside. I think about 18,400. Anyway, nice play. Really, really good. How do you feel?
It felt pretty good.
Yeah, you never even got shot down. Okay, head on back. Here comes Tony. He did pretty well, Tony.
I know.
How do you feel about Mach 3?
I like this game, and I think I'm pretty good at it.
Okay, if you're going to do as well as he, you got to be careful not to get shot down. You have 50 seconds also. So if you turn around and get ready, we'll get ready to go. Ready? Go. Oh, good fire. Close match here. Pretty good, Tone. Did really, really well. That is one heck of a game. We'll be back in just a few seconds to find out who gets to choose the next game right here on Starrcade. Well done.
Some of the Starrcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Moon Patrol. You'll be cruising on the moon, firing on low-flying saucers and lunar rocks that litter the surface. Moon Patrol, furnished by Williams Electronics. Time now for more Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Thanks, Kevin. Boy, we have a couple of really good players here today. Let's see where we stand after Mach 3. Tony, you have a score of 17,100. Michael, you have 17,200. Couldn't be any closer than that. Of course, Michael, you're in the lead just barely. There's still one more game to be played in this round, and then the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So here we go with another question. Hands on buzzers. In Wild Western, who is attacking the train? A, Indians, B, bandits. Yes, Michael.
Indians.
No, sorry, it's the bandits are attacking the train. That means, Tony, this time you get to pick the game. Which one is it going to be?
Discs of Tron.
Discs of Tron, and that's the mystery game, because that's the mystery sound. You look like you're anxious to go, but don't go yet, because Kevin has something to tell you. You've won a prize.
Tony, it's pack time. You've won a Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man watch and clock. Telling time was never so much fun. Furnished by Paxon.
Now you always know what time it is. Now let's find out about Discs of Tron, and Kevin will explain that to us. Kev?
You are Tron, locked in a deadly battle with the warrior Sark, protector of a world that is pure energy, caught in an arena from which the only escape is victory. Electrifying light discs, guided by energy spots, are your only hope of de-rezzing Sark. Avoid his advances by jumping from disc to disc or by using your special deflect power. But for you now, survival lies only in the Discs of Tron.
Okay, Tony, there's only 100 points separating you and Mike, and you picked Disc of Tron. Why that? Why that?
Because when I played it, it seemed fun to me.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. You have 7 deflects. You know, you can deflect Sark's discs when he throws them at you. The best thing, I think, and you might want to listen to this too, Mike, is line up your target right away. As soon as Sark appears, try to blast him for some extra points really fast, okay?
Okay, I'm going
to
try.
All right, good luck to you. Watch out for the chasers. Get ready. Get set. Play. Oh, you got out of your way. Good shot. Oh, almost got him. It was tricky. 30 seconds. You got him. Good shot. That's a terrific shot. Thank you. at 5,300. Not bad, Tone. Sark dodged you a couple of times, but we'll see what happens. So Michael comes down. He's got something to shoot for. Mike, you heard the advice I gave Tony?
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions?
No.
You have 50 seconds. We wish you good luck. Get ready, get set, play. Mike, let's see what happened with all of this. Head on back. We're going to add up all the scores now and find out who's going to have a chance to play the Name the Game board. Both of you, of course, had a chance to play Mach 3 and Discs of Tron, and now either Tony or Michael is going to play the Name the Game board for some special prizes. So we total up the two scores and find out. Tony, you have 22,400. Mike has 22,900. Boy, it's all close. Right. But Michael, you got it. Come on down, my friend. Okay, now, behind you, there are some video screens. We're going to show you four video games, and what we're going to do is ask you to name them. If you name them, you're going to get some special prizes. Listen to Kevin. He'll tell us about it. Kev?
Michael, if you get three right, you can battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair. And if you get all four right, it's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. A metal detector from White's Electronics.
All right, let's see how well you know your video games. Take a look in the upper left-hand corner. Is that Radar Zone or Amidar?
Amidar.
Right. Next one. Is that Xevious or Subrock?
Xevious.
Xevious is right. Here comes number three. Is that Arabian or Catapult?
Arabian.
Arabian is right. Number four, Dark Warrior or Space Dungeon?
Darth Warrior.
No, it's Space Dungeon, but you got three out of four. That gives you a bionic chair, and that isn't bad. Congratulations to you, Mike. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out whether it's Mike or Tony who gets a chance at his own video arcade game. We'll be back in a few moments.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. Dirk saves the princess, Dexter saves the world. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, here's the exciting Space Ace.
Kimberly, come in. Are you okay?
Oh, sure. I'm just kidnapped by aliens, that's all.
I'll save you, Kimmy!
Get me out of here!
Request permission to land. Whoa!
What a game. Let's play more Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Now, here we are, round two. This is the big challenge. There's only one game left to play. This time only 40 seconds, and everything depends on this game because you guys are only 500 points apart. After this game, we'll total up all the scores. The top scorer in all games is going to have a chance to win their own video arcade game. Today, of course, it is Moon Patrol. So this question becomes very important. Whoever gets this right gets to pick the last game and presumably the one they're best at. In Wild Western, when can the sheriff jump on top of the train? A, yes, Michael.
When he's beside the train.
No, sorry. That was not the two choices. It was A, anytime, or B, only when a bandit is on it. It's only when a bandit is on it. Tony, you win by default. That means, Tony, you get to pick the game. What are we going to play for our last game?
Astro Fighter.
Astrofighter. Astrofighter it is, Super Astrofighter, and we'll talk to Kevin. He'll tell us about it. Kev?
You're a bird. No, you're a plane, your Super Astrofighter. Your mild-mannered plane is called upon to defend the Earth from not one, but six aliens, all equally deadly and sinister. Can you do it, Tony? Of course, no one beats the Super Astrofighter.
Well, we'll see. Maybe Tony can. What do you think, Tone?
Well, it's going to be tough, but I'm going to try.
Yeah, the pressure really is on you. You got to do it all right here. The only thing I can say is the faster you get to the next screen, the more points you can score, and the points is what you need, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, Tony. You'll have 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Got him. Okay, 20 seconds left. That's when it's tough. Good. 7 seconds. We need some more points. All right, Tony. Nice score. Looks like 620 points. Not bad at all. You head back. Let's see what happens with Michael. Come on, Mike. All right, Mike. I don't know what to tell you about this Super Astro Fighter. What do you think?
Oh, I think I can do it. I've played it a little bit.
All right, let's find out. You'll also have 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Back. I think you kept your lead. We'll find out for sure as we add up the scores from all the games and find out whether it's Tony or Michael going for their own video arcade game. Tony has a total of 23,020. Very nice score. Michael has 23,840.
All right, yeah.
By a mere 820 points, that makes you the winner. Michael, congratulations to you. Very nicely played. Tony, nice to have had you on the show. That's nothing to be ashamed of. You did very, very well. I hope you had a good time.
I did.
I'm glad you did, and we have some nice gifts for you for being here on Starcade, okay?
Okay.
All right, nice to meet you, Tone. Take care. And you, Michael, have a very special prize for being the big winner of the day, and Kevin will tell us about that. Kev?
Michael, it's the Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
Okay. Now, I have one more question for you, Michael. Can you take Moon Patrol home? We'll find out. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to Starcade. Well, we had a really close game, but Michael is our champion. And, Michael, now you're going to have a chance to win your own video arcade game. We have still two games left unplayed, Frogger and Dig Dug. Now, during the commercial break, we informed you that if you pick Frogger, you'd have to score at least 2,000 points, that if you pick Dig Dug, you'd have to score 3,850 points. Those are the average scores of the more than 20 other players who played these same games. You reached a decision, and you picked?
Frogger.
Frogger. Why did you pick Frogger?
Oh, I think I can get the 2,000 points, where Dig Dug I'm not really that good at.
Okay, you need the 2,000 points or more in 30 seconds. Do that, and you're going to get our grand prize, Moon Patrol. So I'll tell you what let's do. Let's ask Kevin to tell us about Frogger, and you and I will go over and get ready to play, okay?
Okay.
Kevin?
Ribbit, ribbit. I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm on the wrong side of the street and the wrong side of the river. What a perplexing situation. A frog shouldn't have to deal with this. But if I could just hop fast enough to get past those speeding humans who'd squish and run without batting an eye, then I'm just a hop, skip, and a jump across the river on the backs of the turtles and logs to my own little pad. And maybe I might take a lady frog home with me. There's so many big decisions to be made when you're a frogger.
Oh, that's lovely, Kevin. Thank you very much. All right, now, it's Frogger, and you have to do 2,030 seconds. I hope you're a good Frogger player, because that's not an easy score to make.
Yeah, well, I know the basic philosophy behind it.
Mm-hmm. Not to die, right?
Yeah.
The basic philosophy behind all these games. Okay, here we go. 30 seconds for 2,000 points. Good luck to you, Mike. Ready? Let me do it another way. Read it. Get set. Go. Too bad. Hang in there. 20 seconds. Go on, 10 seconds. Oh, no. Oh, Michael, too bad. That was tough. Once you lose, lost one in the water, I think it was going to be hard to do. But you're a good champion anyway. Want some nice stuff here at Starcade. It's been good having you here at Starcade. Here comes some friends to congratulate you. This is Jeff Edwards. See you in the next show. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.